It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up after the news, we'll find out how we learn to like some foods, dislike others, and how we can train ourselves and our children to enjoy healthier eating.
First, in the United States in 2014, there were nearly 43,000 suicides, according to the Centers for Disease Control. It's the 10th leading cause of death and the second leading cause of death for people between the ages of 15 and 24.
While there's been a concerted effort to prevent suicide among young adults, there's also a growing body of work that examines suicide rates in the senior population.
New research that shows a high prevalence of suicide among white male seniors is drawing attention to that demographic group. Sylvia Serra-Canetto has new research out. She's a professor of psychology at Colorado State University. She's dedicated her career to studying suicide. Sylvia, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me to do this interview.
So you've written this higher rate of suicide among white men in the senior population. Was this a surprise to you to find this out?
In some ways, I've been studying suicidal behavior since the 80s, and I have noticed in the course of my lifelong, in many ways, pursuit of the question about suicidal behavior, kind of a paradox, which is that older men of European descent, so-called white men, have significantly higher rates of suicide than any other demographic group in the United States. Their suicide rates are significantly higher than those of older men of other ethnic descent, particularly relative to older men of African descent, as well as relative to women older women across ethnicities. Just to give you some examples, men of European descent in their 70s have rates of suicide around 30 per 100,000 and climbing as they get older, while men of African descent in their 70s have rates of suicide around 10 per 100,000. If you look at men of European descent age 85 and older, their rates of suicide around 50 per 100,000, while men of African descent 85 and older rate of suicide still around 10 per 100,000. If you look at women within those age groups, women in their 70s have rates of suicide of about 5 per 100,000 or lower, with African descent and indigenous descent, women having the lowest rate in their 70s. By age 85, women of African descent, age 85, have rates of less than 1 per 100,000.
And Sylvia, how do these rates for older white men compare to younger people? Because we hear more, I think, about suicide among people, teens, 20s, 30s. Do their rates compare?
There is quite a bit of variability among different ethnic groups with regard to rates of suicide in the young adult and adolescent groups as well, but with different patterns. Among young persons, individuals of indigenous descent have the highest rate, and we still see males as having higher rates than females, but it is person of indigenous descent. So for both groups, we see an intersection of ethnic as well as cultural factors as providing a different pattern depending on with regard to suicidal behavior, suicide mortality.
So for these older white men, you write that there's kind of a paradox here, because when you think of risks of suicide, white men have lower risk, we would think, compared to people of, as you mentioned, African-American descent. They tend to have more resources, more money, maybe better health even. So that's kind of surprising. So why do we see a higher rate of suicide there?
Right, so traditional theories of older adult suicide have tended to point to the so-called adversities of aging or losses of aging, as well as depression, as related to high rates of suicide. People will say, well, being older comes with a lot of challenges and adversities and losses, and people get demoralized and therefore become suicidal. But if you look at the very diverse pictures of suicide rates I just gave you, it seems to be kind of a paradox with regard to older men of European descent having higher rates of suicide. So my questions were, do they face greater adversities? Do they have individual factors associated with their suicidal vulnerability? Could there be cultural factors or issues related to method? And what among my findings were that men of European descent have fewer burdens associated with aging collectively. I'm not saying individually. They are less likely to experience widowhood than older women, for example. They have better physical health and fewer disability than older women. They have more economic resources than ethnic minority older men and than older women across ethnicities. And older men do not have higher rates of mental disorders nor higher rates of depression than older women. Among the findings of my research is also that there are differences in women and men with regard to psychological resilience, sense of self, as well as ways of coping. Research shows that men of European descent who die by suicide had a so-called narrow view of the self and rigid ways of coping. They were often described as inflexible, close to new experience, emotionally unaware, as well as emotionally constricted. They seem to be people who may be broke instead of bending. There are also indications that men of European descent may be less psychological equipped to deal with the normal challenges of aging than women or ethnic minority men, possibly because they may have had less practice coping with life adversities and challenges than women and ethnic minority men. One important factor in men's psychological brittleness or rigidity, as well as their propensity for suicide as they reach late life, may be what I've called dominant scripts of masculinity, aging, and suicide. By scripts, I mean norms and expectations and beliefs and attitudes. There are scripts of masculinity, there are scripts of aging, there are scripts of suicide, and there are scripts of masculinity, aging, and suicide. My research has documented that European Americans endorse three main suicide beliefs. One is that suicide is more acceptable when the person is an older adult. Another one is that the suicide is more acceptable when the person is ill as a disability. And the third one is that suicide is masculine behavior, meaning that male suicide is more acceptable, more powerful, less foolish, and more courageous than female suicide.
We're talking to Sylvia Saracinetto. She's a professor of psychology at Colorado State University, talking about high suicide rates among older white men. And Sylvia, I want to say some of this back to you, because this seems huge. So we've got older white men, maybe as they hit these health issues and aging, they don't have the resilience, you're saying. They haven't maybe had these challenges throughout life that the other demographic groups, so they don't have a mode for dealing with these kind of problems. And then they turn to these scripts of masculinity. You either tough it out, or it's seen among some that suicide is an acceptable alternative to aging. Am I saying that back right to you?
Yeah, so both some less practice, perhaps, coping and dealing with adversity, as well as the social expectations, social norms that prescribe that a man who is masculine, a man of European descent who is masculine, needs to react to the adversity of aging by not bending, by defying it, by fighting it, and responding to it possibly, and with suicide being a relatively powerful, courageous, and rational response to the so-called indignity of aging. So the combination of the two seems to be putting men of European descent, as they get older, at risk for suicide as a way of coping.
So with that as the problem, Sylvia, and with the goal of reducing this high rate of suicide among older white men, what do we do with this information? How do we change those scripts that you're talking about?
I think it is important, first of all, to make visible these implicit and unconscious and unaddressed and unexamined scripts that we live by, these social norms and these social beliefs that may seem innocuous, but in reality influence our behavior. So first, it needs to be recognized that certain dimensions of, unquote, white man masculinity, such as the being in control or being autonomous at every cost, are dangerous to men's health. They may interfere with constructive coping and even threaten men's survival. We also need to make visible and challenge the so-called indignities of aging suicide script, as well as the belief that suicide may be a white man powerful and rational response to aging and illness. How do we do that? Education is certainly one vehicle. We can think about primary prevention ways of education as well as secondary prevention. In terms of primary prevention, we can think about a public education campaign about older adult suicide that incorporates as a suicide risk that needs to be monitored, adherence to belief that suicide is a masculine response to aging and illness. With regard to secondary prevention, we can think about incorporating in psychotherapy with older adult men at risk for suicidal behavior, examination of dysfunctional beliefs and dysfunctional coping, and consideration of constructive beliefs about the self, including in terms of dysfunctional beliefs that believe that suicide is a dignified and acceptable, permissible response for a man who is older and ill.
Sylvia, thanks a lot for sharing your research with us today.
You're welcome.
That was Sylvia Saracinetto. She's a professor of psychology at Colorado State University, looking at high suicide rates among older white men.